You're listening to SBS News.
On 19 select days of the year, the Aboriginal flag flies side by side with both Australia's national and state flags on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Those 19 days are for various events like Sorry Day and NAIDOC Week. As Nathan Moran, the CEO of the Aboriginal Land Council, explains, its representation is significant to not only his community, but broader Australia.
The flag represents a broader representation of, one, the colour of our people being the black, of course, the yellow being the giver of life in the sun, and the red, the respective ochres of the land and all the blood that's been shed over the land. It's our first national, I suppose, representation. It is our truly national bringing us together moment where we are independent First Nations. We do come under the banner of this word called Aboriginal, but certainly prior to that we independently and in most cases still are operating as clans or First Nations. But this is really the pan-Aboriginal movement of bringing us all together.
Now, after years of campaigning, the scarcity of the flag taking pride of place alongside its colonial counterparts is set to change. By the end of this year, the Aboriginal flag will become a permanent fixture on the bridge, one of Australia's most iconic structures.
It's just a great thing that we've achieved it finally. But more importantly, I hope it's not just for me, it's for my children and others to be able to see that when they come through the city, they see themselves represented. And therefore, yeah, they do get better outcomes in their life by seeing that inclusivity and being part of society, knowing it's including you, can only achieve better things.
A new six-storey high flagpole will be added to the Harbour Bridge so the state, national and Aboriginal flags can all have a permanent position. It comes with a price tag of $25 million, money committed in the upcoming state budget. Earlier, the state's Premier, Dominic Perrottet, was questioned on where that figure came from and why it comes at such a hefty price tag.
I don't know. I don't know, but it does, apparently. The fact that we built the Harbour Bridge back in the 1920s, I'm even surprised it takes this long. I mean, I made the announcement a while ago, and the first brief that came back was it'd probably take 2 years to do. I mean, I'll climb up there, I'll go to Bunnings myself, I'll climb up there and put the pole up. But apparently it does. Apparently that's the costing. And I think it's an important decision that we've made. I think it brings unity to our country. And it's a small price to pay for that unification, but it is what it is.
A petition to fly the Aboriginal flag 365 days of the year began 5 years ago and gained more than 170,000 signatures. During that time, the petition was tabled in Parliament but was unable to gather meaningful support, with then-Premier Gladys Berejiklian resisting the calls during her entire time in office. The push to make the flag a permanent fixture gathered momentum after Australia Day this year, but Premier Perrottet had made no financial commitment until now. Those who were part of the campaign, like Amnesty International's Sandra Fernandez, says it's a positive and symbolic step that will hopefully lead to significant changes in the future.
It's been a challenge, and whilst we are excited, we are very happy, and the news today of it being in budget is great. I'm not going to be excited and over the moon and celebrating until it's actually up there. We can see up there now. So I don't think it's a great step, and we've never been closer, but it's not there yet, and we won't give up the fight until it's up there, even if we have to put it ourselves. You know, it's a flag, it's a flagpole, but it means so much more to the Aboriginal community and to everybody. It's a sign of recognition, and it would make a massive difference for everybody for it to be on the most iconic landmark of Sydney, on the Harbour Bridge. So we've never been closer.
The flagpoles are about 20 metres high, the same as a six-storey building, and they require an attachment strong enough to withstand all weather conditions. Transport for New South Wales and Aboriginal Affairs say they will engage with Indigenous stakeholders about the project. The state government says the Aboriginal flag will be flying on the bridge by the end of the year. Tina Quinn, SBS News.